I would like for all of us to relax. And be still. Psalm 37, we're told several times to be still. To be still, that Hebrew word means to be quiet of mind and calm. And I just want us to go through the rest of this worship service calm, quiet, and still. Just like we have the first part of it. Jesus said, "Do this in remembrance of me." Why did he tell us that? Because he knew we would forget. And so I'd like for us to look at Luke chapter 22. If you turn in your Bibles to Luke chapter 22, beginning in verse 14. This is Luke's account of the institution of the sacrament of the Lord's Supper. Jesus was in the upper room observing the Passover with his disciples. And it's out of the Passover that the Lord instituted the sacrament of the Lord's Supper. And I think we really need to seriously remember why we follow Christ. And going through the Sermon on the Mount, the theme is, Jesus says, follow me. And I think we would do well today to just put the brakes on and ask ourselves, why am I following Jesus? In light of the sacrament of the Lord's Supper. Let's pray before we study. Father in heaven, by your Holy Spirit, help us to be calm and still and quiet before you. And as we continue to worship you in spirit and in truth, help us to be focused on you, the Lord Jesus Christ, remembering you and what you accomplished for us and the salvation that you've given to us in yourself. And in particularly as we observe the sacrament of the Lord's Supper in this time of worship. So, Father, speak to us from your word today. May your children be spiritually refreshed and renewed and encouraged. May those who are here today and lost in sin, they do not have Jesus as their Savior. Oh, how would you work efficiently and effectually in their hearts to show them the love that you have for them, the grace and the mercy that they may have in Christ, and a peace of heart and mind which surpasses all understanding. As we remember you today, Lord, move in our hearts in a powerful way. For it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Let's stand for the reading of God's holy word. Luke chapter 22, beginning in verse 14. And when the hour came, he reclined at table and the apostles with him. And he said to them, I have earnestly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he said, take this and divide it among yourselves. For I tell you that from now on I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And likewise the cup, after they had eaten, saying, "This cup that is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood." Amen. You may be seated. Jesus says, "Do this in remembrance of me." So what is it that you and I need to remember as we come to the sacrament of the Lord's Supper? What is it that when we hold that bread, symbolizing the body of Christ, representing His body, we hold that cup of juice, representing the blood of Christ, what is it about the blood and the body that we need to remember? First of all, the bread. "This is my body, which is given for you." The body of Jesus Christ being crucified, hung on the cross. And one of the words He uttered when the day turned to night, in the middle of the day, He said, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Brothers and sisters, at that moment, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, took your sin and mine upon Himself, removed it from us, and put it upon Himself, and satisfied the holy and just and righteous wrath of God. So you and I will never, never experience that wrath. We will never be condemned by God because the condemnation was satisfied by Christ. We deserve it. We deserve that condemnation. We deserve that wrath. But Jesus Christ, the Son of God, took our sin, drew God's wrath on Himself, so that we wouldn't have to do that. We wouldn't have to experience that. So today, when you and I hold that bread, think about the holy and just and the righteous wrath of God that you and I will never experience. Because as the choir has sung, "I love you," and God gave His Son, and Jesus willfully took our sin upon Himself and willfully satisfied the wrath of God so we would not have to experience that. And then the blood of Christ. The blood of Christ. Jesus says, "My blood will be poured out for you." The power in the blood. We're told in Leviticus that life is in the blood. And so when Jesus' blood was shed on the cross, when that spear went through His side and the blood and the water came out, He poured His life out. He died that you and I would not have to die spiritually. We will never die spiritually. We have eternal life. What a gift not to face the judgment of God, not to be spiritually dead and never experience the love of God, the peace of God, the mercy of God, the grace of God. Every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That's what you and I have because the blood of Christ washed away our sin, the life of Christ. He gave His life that our sin may go away. And we're told in the Psalms that He removed our sin from us as far as the east is from the west. And when He made the new covenant, the new covenant was made in the blood of Christ. And in Jeremiah 31, Jeremiah prophesied, as the Lord led him, "I will remember your sins no more." And when you combine the body and the blood of Christ, and we take time to think about that and to meditate on that, what a spiritual blessing, what encouragement, what hope that you and I have this very moment in a world that is completely hopeless and dark. And I think it's really important for us to take the time to remember these truths. The Apostle Paul, as he was led by the Holy Spirit in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, in his instruction on the institution of the sacrament of the Lord's Supper, said that brothers and sisters in Christ should examine their hearts before they come to the table, lest they eat and drink unworthily. And we need to do that. We need to take the time to examine our hearts. We need to ask the Holy Spirit to show us any sin that is within us that we have not confessed to the Lord, not repented of, and not asked forgiveness of. We need to repent, confess and repent, and ask for forgiveness. So we come to the Lord's table forgiven. We come to the Lord's table as we understand the sacrament, to receive by our faith the grace that God has for us in the sacrament. When we remember Jesus, if you are not going to confess and repent of your sins, brothers and sisters in Christ, don't take of the Lord's Supper. There were those in the church at Corinth that had fallen sick and died because of not remembering Christ and being serious about this. And then those of you who might not be believers in Christ, in John 3:18, Jesus says that those who do not believe in me are condemned already because you don't believe in me. And in that same chapter of John, chapter 3, verse 36, those who do not believe in Jesus have the wrath of God abiding on them. And I would encourage any of you here today, if you don't know Jesus as your Savior, this applies to you. How do I have the condemnation of God removed from me, and how do I have His wrath removed from me? You just admit, "Lord, I'm a sinner. I've sinned against you. I confess that sin, and I am sorry. Please forgive me and be my Savior and my Lord." In this examination time, that's the prayer you need to begin with. So as we come to the sacrament of the Lord's Supper, remember, that's the key word. Remember. And what do I remember? Or who do I remember? It's Jesus and His body that my sin was placed on, and how He satisfied God's wrath on my behalf. We remember His blood that cleansed me, that He gave His life to remove my sin and to make me acceptable to the Father. And that's what we remember. So let's take time right now. Let's just take time, and I hope you will not become uncomfortable in the silence and in the quietness. But we need this. And so I would ask us to pray right now. Our ruling elders, dear brothers who are going to serve today, would you come forward? Let's examine our hearts before the Lord, and then we will observe the sacrament of the Lord's Supper. Shall we pray? Father in heaven, we thank you for your love to us in and through the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for these moments where we may be still before you, calming our hearts and our minds before you, confessing sin, repenting of that sin, and forgiving us. And so, Father, thank you for hearing us. Thank you for accepting our confession and our repentance, and thank you for your forgiveness. As we come to your table, we come cleansed in the blood of Christ. We come remembering Christ and what he has accomplished on our behalf by taking our sin upon his body, by shedding his blood, satisfying your wrath, and removing and cleansing us of all of our sin. And so, Father, as we continue to work, may you be honored in our hearts, and may each of us be spiritually blessed. And this I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.